Hello and welcome to the 36th episode of Pez's Game Shack. Today we have returning guest Ashua. How are you doing, Ashua?
I'm doing all right. And how's yourself, Pez?
I am well. I am well. It's been ages since we last caught up. 2 days, I think.
Yeah, we've had quite a few little nightmares, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since the last time you were on this podcast, but for those who are interested, which should be everyone listening, check out Pugsy Crew Reviews, where me and Ashua. Asthma's a different person. Me and Ashua. I'm not drunk, I swear. We're talking about Happy Gilmore, which I don't think much Happy Gilmore was discussed in the end, because we were just talking shite in a good way.
Best way, though, isn't it?
Exactly. Talk about stuff, enjoy stuff, talk about the film, you know, that kind of stuff. It's all good. But today we're here to talk about games. For those who are familiar with the podcast, we did have a structure of, different sections, but we kind of, the last few episodes kind of dropped that and just thought, we'll go with the flow, we'll see how it goes. And that's how we go in today. Both, first of all, how are you doing? You're doing well. You've been up to much.
I've been, you know, being a degenerate this week. I'm off the week, so it's been a fun week for me. You know, like 10, 12-hour gaming, you know, like back in the day.
Well, yeah. Live
for, to be fair. So I've just been binging Persona 3, basically, which is really fun, to be fair. And a little bit of a hot take, I know we're not talking about this game, but I personally think it's better than 5 at the minute, which is like the golden one.
Yeah, the only... Persona game I've played is Persona 4 Golden for the Vita, the PlayStation Vita, and I really enjoyed it. But me and RPGs have this kind of, I love the games, but they go on too long and I end up dropping them for something else. And that happens with a lot of long games with me, to be honest.
I agree with you on that. This is why I wait for, like, I'm off for the week till I can immerse myself properly. I can't do an RPG where I'm playing 2 hours at a time. I just can't get into it. That's why I prefer, like, action games, rhythm games, where it's, like, quick, fast-paced, like, it's all segmented, you know? So if you've only got a little time to play, you feel like you've done something. Whereas in an RPG, you're like, cool, I've done about 4 quests, and now it's time for bed. Grand. What did I achieve? 2%. Awesome. But I do think RPGs have got a problem of being far too long. I think the length, and I'm saying the ideal length, which is pushing it, I think the ideal length is around 50-60 hours. I think that's where most RPGs should sit at. And if you want a really long one, it'd be 80, but once you start getting to the 100-hour mark, it just gets a bit much.
Yeah.
So you're just like, come on, can we wrap this up a little bit now? Like, I'm, you know, I've got other stuff to play, but I'm too far into it now that I can't walk away. So it's like, well, I need to see the end now.
And the developer's like, ha ha ha, fuck you and your time. I don't care. I want your money. The good thing is you are, if it's really fun and a really good RPG, you are getting your money's worth. The issue there is if you're me and have the attention span of a gnat, then it becomes a problem.
I'm the same way. I like to play the new stuff if I can. Not like the new AAA stuff, but I've got so many games. I like to bounce between games. I just get in the mood for certain games, you know. I can't play a certain genre just whenever. I've got to be in the mood for certain things. If it's short, snappy and fast, like it's a little game, it's in little, you know, bite-sized bits, it keeps my attention, I'm quite happy. This is why I always make the joke of, I'm like a child. You flash some lights at me, jangle some keys, and, you know, make some loud noises, you've got my attention. You know, that's... Where some games where they're slower, I'm just like, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Right. And I'll keep looking around at stuff, and I'm like, yeah, this has not got my attention. It kills me.
Well, speaking of slower paced games, the game we're going to be talking about mainly is Arcade Paradise. And we've briefly talked about it, not very much off the podcast, but me and you seem to quite differ on opinion in this. So, how have you got on with it?
I'd have played an hour and a bit, so I'm not going to pretend I've played more than that because it did feel like a job. I can see the potential. Some of the minigames were fun, but it's just when I was doing other people's laundry, I was like, man, like maybe it's just because it's a slow burn. But you know, the potential's there. Cause I thought, obviously, I was looking at getting the game myself because I thought it was a very different game than what it actually was. Where it's basically a first-person arcade management sim, essentially.
Yeah. Well, it kind of is, but you also have the laundry side of things. As you progress, you can do less laundry because you're earning more money from the arcades. So it's like it's at the point where I on the Xbox Series version that I've been playing, I'm making enough money from the arcades that I only ever do laundry if it's one of the tasks to do. Now I just don't bother because I'd rather play on the arcade stuff and just earn money that way. Sometimes I'll do a little bit of laundry if I'm like, oh, I'll do a little bit of laundry now and again just because of the thing of it. But most of the time I'm just like, yeah, fuck the laundry. Because you don't earn a lot of money from the laundry. It earns a decent wage in the first, like, up until you get, I would say, about 7 arcade machines. After that, it's kind of like, eh. Yeah, what's the point?
I know it as well that the whole point is the whole story part is you inherit the laundry, or you work at the laundry for your dad and the arcade's like the side hustle.
Yeah.
But it just seems like a mismatch anyway. Without that like leading, you're like, why is there a laundry and an arcade? And nobody does their own laundry. They just leave it for you to do. Like, what the hell? Yeah. You're meant to be doing it. I'm not your mum.
Technically, you may not be your mum, but you're getting paid, and if you do it good enough, you get $30 per wash. Yes.
Fucking hell. How rich is this area? Who's chucking 30 quid at somebody to do a wash for him?
I know.
You got to pay for the machine.
It's S rank, and you get $30. I think A rank is 20, B rank is 10, C rank is 5, something like that. Anyway, so the better you do it, the quicker you do it, the more money you earn. But like I said, by the time you're starting to get the arcade up and running, you're earning hundreds from that, from like a couple, like one thing you can get a few hundred from, another thing you can get 100 from, another one you can get like 60 from, and it all adds up. I've got on the Xbox version, I've got, I think I've got like 8 arcade machines and a jukebox, which you can like select music to play in the background instead of the, you know, in-game. Certain music in the arcade, then the music in the laundrette part, and then the music outside. If you put the jukebox on, it just plays whatever track you've selected whenever you're walking around, which is a shame because it kind of cuts up the music from the arcade machines then.
But yeah, it's I obviously didn't get that far. I encountered a bug, and it was a bit frustrating because I loaded the stuff into the washing machine, into the dryer. Then I picked up a basket to load it into the dryer and realizing I hadn't a spare dryer. And the game wouldn't let me put it down anywhere.
Well, that sucks.
So I went all day.
Jesus Christ, how much laundry did you do? There's about 12 dryers?
I've only got 4 on mine when I started. I got 4 washes, 4 dryers.
There's 8. There's more dryers than there is washers on the side you start, but there's one below and one above. There's like 2 rows of dryers. And then if you go around the corner, there's some dryers around there as well, if you go to the other side. So you would have had a lot of space.
I probably missed it then, because I was looking, because I had the washing machines in the middle, and then I had the 4 dryers at the wall, and I thought, I got the dryers at the right-hand side, but wouldn't let me use those dryers for some weird reason.
Yeah.
So like, well, I guess it's these 4. So obviously didn't, I had 5 lots, and a basket, forgot to get the laundry out the dryer first. I was just locked. I had to walk out and go home with this laundry basket.
Yeah, I think basically it can be a little fickle, and you have to aim correctly at the tumble dryers to get them to. That's probably the biggest issue there, is you have to like aim just right, or sometimes it doesn't highlight it properly, which didn't happen often, but it can still be irritating if you can't get your load in the dryer.
I thought the Kinect for like princess game thing was all right. A little bit frustrating when you fail, because you start all the way back at the start again to go back up again. It's like, right.
Yeah.
I'm beating you.
Yeah. That was the problem, but as I said, the good thing is, as you progress, you can spend more time just ignoring washing and not, like, you can do some laundry, but not rush to get it done. It's like, beep, 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 look, your watch says, oh, you've got to get some laundry out to dry. And it's like, well, no, I'm in the middle of a fucking match. I'm going to finish it. Then I'll get the laundry out. But earlier on, you want to get it out as quick as possible just to get as much money as possible so you can buy more arcade machines.
Yeah. Also, them arcade machines can't have been emptied for a good while, because when you first open them, there's a lot of cash in there.
Yeah,
compared
lots
to
of
you,
it.
You to get after. Yeah, yeah, it's insane. It's like, how much?
I think
like it's $250 or something.
Yeah, I think it starts off quite high, so you can buy your first new arcade machine, I reckon, because like there's, is it three or four to start with?
Four, I think.
And then you can. And I think you buy two more. Then you expand the room to add more. And you can have a pinball machine. You can have a racer where you sit down and race. But obviously, you don't sit down and race. It's kind of like Outrun, but with like a weird futuristic car.
Wait, I missed out on pinball. All right, I'm gonna have to put this back on, I think.
And there's a dance mat style game.
Right, well, it looks like I'm going to have to do laundry, doesn't it? Like, you know.
Yeah, that's expensive, that is. I think that's one of the priciest. The dance mat game thing.
I'd love one of them in real life. I'd look like a fish out of water, but still, I'd love to give it a go. I'd get halfway through the song, get a sweat on, and I'd be like, oh, that's enough for me today.
It's another one I had, I was playing, which I was enjoying, was Zombat 2, which is you're just running around. It's like a dual stick shooter where you're just walking around and shooting zombies. That's quite fun.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it like a top-down, like vampire type thing?
Yeah, but it's, you actually have to fire on that instead of just letting the game do it for you. Like, it's more like Smash TV in that regard, where you actually have to press a trigger.
I'm liking how we are getting more games like that now, not to go off it, but like, you know, the top-down twin shooters.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with them, and they're enjoyable. I played Vampire Survivors on the Xbox of Faywack, and that was rather enjoyable. I even grabbed all the DLC that was up for it. I played it all, but I've got it.
I've actually played it, I just know of it. My mate's addiction to it. He was like, mate, you got to play this. I'm like, I've got all this stuff to play. He's like, listen, it's addictive. And obviously, because I've known him since we were younger, and they were like, all right, I'll trust you. And I've just never got round to it.
Yeah.
Apparently, this the anime weeb one, isn't there? The Holocure one, everyone reckons is better. Even though it's meant to be a meme game, it just turned out well.
Ah, right. You get that sometimes, don't you? But yeah, there's some great variety of games in there. The thing is most of the games are based on other games. So, I don't know what the, like, stacking game is based on, but it's just like Candy Crush or something, really. Then you have Pac-Man, but it's got, like, a GTA skin, as in, like, GTA 1. You have... A-Hockey, but it's the...
A-Hockey, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a video game version of a laser hockey, we'll call it. I don't know if that's what it's called, but that's what I'm saying it fucking is. Then you have... what was the... there's another one you start off with as well. I can't remember.
What's it called? I can picture it, but I can't.
Yeah. Well, the thing I upgraded God next after that was like a digging game, which I can't remember what it's like. I wouldn't say Boulder Dash, but you just got to keep digging down.
Yeah.
I got that. You dig down, got to collect gold, and the upgrades, they carry on to the next game. Like, if you leave the game, the upgrades stay. So it's not like a proper arcade game where if you run out of money, you're fucked. So that's a good thing. After that, I think I got Zombat 2, the car game, Pinball Machine, which I'm fucking awful at. A good thing is you can change the view on it as well. If you press the right button, change the view so you can get like different position on the pinball machine. Because I don't like the default view.
What's the default view? Like, I thought pinball was standard.
Yeah, but obviously in the game, like, it's more like a... it's more like other games where if you press, like, say, select on some games, it'll change the height of it slightly, so... You're looking at it from like a different angle, as if you're a taller person or shorter person, sort of thing. It doesn't like go in close or things like that. It just slightly adjusts the height, so it's looking at it at a slightly different angle. But generally speaking, I've had a lot of fun, and like I said, the more you play of it to get money, the more enjoyable it becomes. Because the laundry stuff is like, eh, then you just get more enjoyable shit. Also, I got the DLC as well for it.
This DLC?
There is. And I got two of the DLC games. They're $100 each. All the DLC games are $100 on there. One of them is like a penguin game. It starts off. And I can't remember its called. It's like Penguin Push or something. I don't know. Maybe it's like Kickle Cubicle or something. Which is not. So it starts off. As soon as you see it, you're like, I know what this is. And it's fucking Mario Brothers. Not Super Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers. You know, the old school one with the power block. It's even got that. The difference is when you spawn in, a whale, kind of a killer whale, spits you out. It's like, bleh. And then you have to kill seals instead of Koopas.
Okay.
Yeah. There's another DLC game I did download and play, but I cannot for the life of me remember what it is, because for the last few days I haven't played Arcade Paradise. I've been playing on my PlayStation 5 Arcade Paradise VR. And I'm not as far into it.
Is it quite immersive then, the VR version?
It is. It's so fucking cool. I was like, oh, I'm in an arcade. It's really cool. And also, there are different arcade machines.
So it's not just like a camera change, and it is actually a different game.
For starters, it's the washing is different. In the normal version of the game, you pick up the washing, you put it into the machine with holding A, it does its job, you take it out, put it in the dryer, wait for it to finish, take it out, put it on the collection table, and obviously the faster you do it, the better your grade. When I was playing the VR version, I noticed straight away that the baskets are different shaped. There's three different color baskets, which you need to pay attention to for the drying. There's three different types of clothing. One is whites, one is mixed, one is darks. So you've got to make sure you change the setting on the washing machine to the right setting for the clothes, either whites, mixed, dark. And then also you like you actually grab it and then you press in the wash button with your finger. Oh, it's so fun.
It's someone at that game studio got a fetish for, you know, for doing laundry, because this has like 10 times more in depth.
It is more in depth, but it's actually funnily enough, it's more enjoyable, because like you pick up the basket, you put it down in front of the washing machine, you grip the washing machine open, then you pick up the clothes as three individual pieces and chuck them in the washing machine, shut the washing machine, turn the dial to the right setting and press the wash button. When it dries, you take it out, same thing, open it, take out the three loads of washing, go to a dryer, bang it in the dryer. You have to make sure that the colour of the basket corresponds with the style of dry, which is like delicate wash, cupboard wash, extra... No, delicate dry, extra dry, and cupboard dry. So you got to make sure they match up there. And then you take that out and stick on the thing. That doesn't seem to go by how quick you do it. It just seems to go by how... From what I experience, because I was not quite on the ball with getting stuff done, but it seems to be if you make sure you follow the instructions correctly, you tend to get an S rank. So you're getting the high amount of money without having to rush back and forth like in the other game. Also, it's a lot more immersive. Like, I was playing the hockey game. I was like, oh, I don't like this angle when I'm just looking. So I kind of like leaned forward and looked over, so I had like a more of a bird's eye view of the table. Instead of like a diagonal view. And it's fucking cool, man. And it's like I was playing the Pac-Man game, and I was like looking around the arcade and carrot, and then looking back at the screen going, yeah, this is fucking cool, man.
It sounds like a good VR. They put some effort into the VR then.
Because yeah, they've upgraded it a bit. Like,
you know what it's like with some VR games where they just, oh yeah, we'll just make you the camera and off you pop. It's like,
yeah.
Huh.
They've changed a few things. Like the rubbish, you fill up the trash bag, as is. The trash bag, yeah, they say the trash bag. That's what they call it in the game. I'd say the rubbish bag, but whatever. In the normal game, you just press A at the right time. In this, the wheelie bin is like in a different place. And then the further you stand away from it and throw the bag into the fucking bin, that will depend on the rank you get, S, A, B, or C. If you miss, you'll get a C. If you go as far away as the corner, at the furthest end of the corner, you'll get an S. And then obviously the closer you get, the lower the rank, and so the lower amount of money you get.
Who's chucking bin bags about, though?
Me.
You can imagine doing that in real life. Right, I'm gonna go for S rank. And it splits, and you've just got yesterday's pee all over the floor. Like,
I know. It's fun, though. And I was playing it before I jumped on you. I was literally in the middle of a thing. I was trying to get enough money to get another arcade machine that I noticed is different to the other game. So I was like, ooh, another VR game. Because the first VR game you get, which is different, is a old-school style fucking shooting game. So you pull out a gun, you actually shoot targets, aim off the screen of the arcade and shoot the targets again. And I was like, cool. It's like proper fucking old school fucking laser guns, like, kind of feeling to it. It's really fun.
I'm surprised you don't get more games like that.
Well, I know a lot, I don't know about nowadays exactly if there's any issues, but the reason why is since they switched from CRT to like LCD and what have you, the light guns weren't compatible with them, in the sense of, I think the flickering of the CRT is what made them work. Something stupid like that anyway. Someone with more knowledge would probably explain it a lot better, but it's something stupid like that, which is why we don't get them anymore, I don't think. Because they just don't work. But they do in VR.
Sensor. Yeah, it's what I mean in VR as well. This one I'm on about, it seems like prime to get like... Did they ever do a Time Crisis or like a Point Blank or anything like that with VR? Because that'd be amazing if they did that. Yeah. I miss those games so much.
Yeah, well, I got to be honest. I was really enjoying Arcade Paradise. But I don't know if I want to go back to it now without the VR headset on. Because it's just more fun. It just is.
So you've sort of ruined it.
Yeah.
Oh, ruined dear.
It. I'll probably go back to it, because I would like to carry on, because I think they haven't like added extra arcade machines. They've replaced some. So I wouldn't mind finding out what all the arcade machines are, and if you get more. I also want to check out the DLC ones, because there's still a few I haven't played. But I would get one or two just to see what they were like. So I got two, and then I was going to wait till I get all the normal arcade stuff before I got the DLC ones, so I can, you know, try them after the fact. But it's good fun, man.
I've got a feeling we're going to get a mini review series of like the games inside, you know, Arcade Paradise.
We're worth doing. My favorites are but I think it could be fun to do just a little breakdown of each arcade game when you get them all. But I think that if you give it more time, you'll enjoy it more, simply because you'll have access to the arcade games where you can just sit down and play them a bit and not have to worry about the laundry. Do it on occasion for a bit of extra cash, but mainly play games. And another thing that it actually says in one of the tips is the more you play an arcade game, the more popular it will become, and the more money you'll earn from it, because people will want to play it.
Okay, that's there is some truth in that, I guess, because if you're in an arcade and someone's on a machine, you're like, oh, they picked that machine, you know, and then you're like, oh, I'll give that a go. So there is some sort of merit in that, I suppose.
Yeah, there was another arcade game I got in the Xbox version. It was called Blockchain, and I was playing. I was thinking, I don't even understand how this game fucking works. You have to drop numbers and shit, and then you hack things with a thing, and it's like, what?
Wasn't that the whole thing with the blockchain with the NFT games?
I have no idea.
Is it a spoof on that, I'm guessing?
It might be. The thing is most the games I saw on, if not all the games, are kind of like a homage to a different arcade game from the past. So I don't know if there's something similar to that blockchain, or if it's just their own kind of thing. But it was really weird. Well, another game I was playing actually was like UFO drop or something. And you go across the screen. Do you remember this old game? You'd go across the screen at the top and you'd press a button and you'd drop a bomb onto bloody massive skyscrapers. And obviously you'd have to blow them up, so that as you're going across the top of the screen, you every time you complete a loop of going from one end to the other, you come back to the side of like a row lower yourself. So if you don't blow up the buildings that are higher, you'll eventually hit one and then you'll game over. So you've just got to keep blowing them up. That's another arcade game that was on there.
I don't think I've seen that one. It sounds like a reverse Space Invaders, but instead of aliens, you've got buildings, you know.
Yeah. But that's.
I don't let them get you.
I was enjoying it, but I definitely prefer playing it in VR. I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, this is fucking cool. Yesterday, it was the first time I played it. I think I played it for 2 hours and I was like, I feel sick now.
How is the battery of that VR headset anyway?
What's that, man?
Are you enjoying the head? How is the battery headset? That tends to be like the drawback for me in VR gaming, like how long you can spend doing it. Because, like, I think I've got a quest, and the most I get out of that's like even 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Well,
you know,
the PlayStation VR is wired.
Oh, well, that solves that problem then, doesn't it?
One, unlike the PlayStation VR for the PlayStation 4 that you had to fuck around with loads of stuff, this is just USB-C, plugs into the PlayStation 5, and you're on your way.
Oh, that's sweet. I saw when it first came out, because I know it got a price break recently, didn't it?
Because
when it first came out, it was like more than a console. And I was like, Sony, what are you smoking there?
Yeah.
Like, you can't release a peripheral that costs more than the actual console.
No. No, I think they could if there was massive support behind it, but it isn't. The good thing about this is I can use it on the PC when I upgrade my PC, because I need to upgrade my PC first, because 1070 isn't good enough for PlayStation VR 2.
Yes,
which I is remember shit.
I remember when I was changing my PC over, which I've mentioned before, and because obviously in the pandemic, so obviously trying to get hold of parts was a nightmare. So me and my brother needed to upgrade. Sadly, it was just a bad timing. And managed to get older at 5950. So I basically built my PC without the graphics card. So I had this super duper PC with a 1070 in it for like a year.
Yeah.
And I played Horizon Zero Dawn on it, and it struggled to do that and stream at the same time.
Yeah.
The CPU did most of the lifting for that game.
Nice.
Like, I know. But still, it was just like, I feel the pain of the 1070. I've been there.
Yeah.
And then watch it every day to try and get a new graphic card. It's like...
The annoying thing is, when I got my 1070, it was fucking, like, one of the best graphics cards you could have. Because I've had it for, like, I don't know, 8 years.
So yeah, like, it was a good price point, wasn't it, if I remember? Because that's why I got it. It weren't top range, but it was, like, upper mid-range. It was...
Yeah.
For the money, it was the best bang for your buck sort of thing.
Yeah.
Extravagant.
The issue now is graphics card. I was looking at like a 4090 or a 4080 or something, and it's like a fucking grand, and I didn't pay much more than that for my fucking PC when I built it a few years back. So fuck off, Nvidia, you fucking greedy bastards. Yeah.
Well, my 1070 was dying at the time, so I was push come to shove now. So I missed the first wave, but you know, it was really hard to get graphics cards.
Yeah.
It was really difficult. And my brother messaged me, and he got one night. And I was like, ah, fucking hell. And it took months. And then they come, because they skyrocketed to like $3,000. I think come back down to like $2,000. And I was like, look, I'm going to have to pull the trigger because it's going to die soon. So it's like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's just fucking shocking how expensive it is, man. And you think it'd be 90. Like a lot. You think it'd be cheaper now, but it's not. It's not right. You know, literally, a graphics card now is a lot more expensive than my PC fully complete. It's like,
well,
what are they smoking?
It's because in the pandemic, they got away with it. So they're like, well, why bring it back down now, right? It's like, if people are going to pay it, then why would we do ourselves out of pocket? It's just greed at the end of the day. But, you know, there's nothing we can do, sadly.
Yeah. Well, it is. People should just not buy them and buy a competitor brand, and then maybe they'll realize that it's the price that's the problem.
That's the problem, though. The competitor's not quite there yet. I know AMD's come a long way, but they're still a bit hit and miss. You know, like I've finally managed to make the switch to a AMD processor, which is awesome. But for a long time, they were a joke as well. You know, it's
yeah.
I think the thing that keeps NVIDIA ahead is the drivers. Every time there's a new game release, there's a new driver for it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think AMD's on top of it as much.
I wouldn't have a clue. I haven't even looked at graphics cards for ages because it makes me sad.
Yeah, well, I haven't anymore because I've upgraded and I spent quite a bit on it. And I'm just like, you know what? That better last 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'm still a 1080p gamer as well, by the way. I've not made the jump up yet because it'll be expensive.
I know. The thing is like I've got a PlayStation 5 and an Xbox, and the PC can do 4K with some games. But for me, 4K doesn't add much compared to. If I was to go and buy a TV. Or even if it was just, if I was to get a TV and it was 4K, the main thing I would want with it over the 4K is the HDR, because the HDR to me is a bigger leap than 1080 to 4K. I honestly think the extra color and the deeper blacks and the whiter whites so much better than the 4K. You know what I mean? HDR is definitely a higher priority on my list over 4K.
Oh yeah, it's my brother's got a 1440, so I've seen 1440, and to me it doesn't look that much better, but that could be old man eyes as well. It's I've never looked at 1080p and gone, this looks bad. Plus the deck I'm on can't run anything more than a 24-inch, 23-inch monitor on it. So at that point, you're not going to see the, you know, glow up. Because you need to be on, I think it's a 27-inch monitor for 1440, 28-30 minimum for 4K to be, you know, worth it. So it's like, well, you know, and also it doesn't I can run whatever game I want at whatever FPS I want because it's only doing it 1080.
Exactly. So, and that's another thing. Higher frame rate is better than than it looking a little bit nicer to some people.
this is going to be a bit controversial, but frame rate matters. And I hate comments of when people are like, oh, I can't tell it's 30. It's like, trust me, if you're used to playing games at 140, 120... you go back down to 30, you notice instantly.
Yeah,
I had it with Bloodborne. Noticed that.
I've noticed that with like games where you play on the PlayStation, and you switch it from performance to graphical or whatever it's called, sexy mode, and yeah, it looks better, but fuck me, does it play like ass?
Oh yeah, like all the games I play in performance, I've never played one in quality. Just because it looks like ass. It's like me and my brother had this big difference of opinion in Rebirth. He played it in quality mode, saying it looks fantastic. I can't tell the difference. When I put it in quality mode, you can tell the frames just drop.
Yeah.
And then I prefer to play in performance. I'd rather it look a little bit muddy in places, but run well.
Yeah, and be smooth. You can really tell, especially with 30 frames per second. Like, when I was... playing games a few years back, a lot more on my PC, I would always try and get 120 frames per second out of it. Like, I was playing Rocket League at 120 frames per second, and I was like, yeah, this is much better.
And I'm the same way, yeah.
So, especially, and while I don't think it makes much of a difference, I think certain games, it impacts a little less. Like, say you're playing, like, a puzzle game, it's not going to be as bad as... at 30 frames compared to, say, 120. But racing games, fighting games, rhythm action games, some of them, the lower the frame rate is going to make it that bit more difficult than others. Fast games need that frame rate, in my opinion.
It's like Devil May Cry 5. Play that at 60 fine, you'll have a fantastic experience. You put that on 144, it looks impeccable. But it's a lot of extra work for the CPU. But if you go, it's like some games, but if you go down to 30, you can really tell. It's like when I was saying earlier about in Bloodborne, I went back to Bloodborne from playing on my PC a lot and other things. And I thought, it's running like ass. Yeah. And it's not, it's just because my eyes haven't adjusted to the 30. So I think when people have this 30-60 argument, they used to play on 60. And if you go from 60 to 30, not the most obvious thing in the world. But if you go from like 120, 144, oh my god, what happened?
To be honest, I noticed this between 60 and 30, but obviously 120 is where my sweet spot was. But now playing games, it's like, yeah. Like, I got my PC plays Baldur's Gate 3, but it's at 60 frames per second at 1080p, which is perfectly fine for me because it's, you know, a fairly slow-paced fucking game, like, and it's also fun.
Yeah, I think 60 is fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with 60. Like, you can get away with 30 in a lot of places, but when you're doing action games and stuff like that, and action racing games where it's fast movement, that's when you can really tell.
Yeah.
Like, for story games and stuff, it's fine. But I do think some people use it as a... I'd rather a game look worse and run better.
Yeah.
Than having a little bit of extra lighting. It's like...
This is the problem I'm finding with... consoles, in a way, it's like they keep pushing for better graphics and like higher resolutions, but they're not pushing for better performance of the games. It's like, make your game run at 120 frames per second and then make it look a little fucking worse, you know?
I do think there has been a disconnect of the players and the developers, where the developers are still in the old mindset of players want pretty graphics. Problem nowadays is you're not getting the advantage you once got, so you can't rely on graphics anymore to sell your game. I'd rather a game look okay, run well.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people are more falling into that camp where, because it breaks immersion, right? If it looks pretty, but it runs like crap, it breaks the immersion.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because you notice it and you're like, hang on a minute, I'm playing a game. I know that sounds like a silly thing to say, we're all aware we're playing a game, but when you get lost in a game,
yeah,
you sort of forget. You just get involved in the game.
Exactly.
But the second that happens, it just takes you out of it, which I think is a bigger problem, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I can disagree with you, but there, man.
It's because that's what we all play. A lot of us play. I think everyone plays games for that little bit of escapism, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Like, thing. Yeah.
It's like what I say to the missus, it's like, you know, playing games just helps a bit, you know. takes you out of the shit of life.
It's true though.
It does. It is indeed,
it gives
true.
A little bit of joy out of adulting that we all love so very much. Mm. And granted, I don't do much adulting because, you know, I'm still living a young man's life, but still.
But yeah, I like I said, I had the PSVR 2 yesterday, and I've mainly played Arcade Paradise. And like I said, it's mainly because of the podcast that I was like, oh, I want to play it to talk about it for this, because I thought I could talk about the differences, and it's definitely better in VR, but it's still really fun. Normally, I think. I haven't played it since I had the VR headset, but the other thing I played, because I haven't played a lot on there, I did play a little bit of Walkabout Mini Golf, which is cross-platform play. Okay. Cross-play. So if I wanted to, if people were playing on a Quest or on Steam or something, I could play with them, which is really cool. More games should have cross-platform play. And the other thing I was playing is Beat Saber, and that's really cool. But it's fucking killer because my back is fucked and there's points where you have to bend and I'm like, and then I'm like, painkiller time.
I could just imagine you in one of those, days, you know, with a little joystick on where you're moving left and right and stuff.
I wish there was a way to set it so you don't have to fucking bend.
I'm a big fan though of Beat Saber. I know it's shocking, right, for the games you two play. But after an hour and a half, 2 hours, I've had enough, you know. I'm like, need a break.
Yeah. It's because it's so...
It's a great game.
It's because it's so fucking, intensive. It's like, I know you play a lot of rhythm action games, but I assume they're using mainly your fingers, whereas that, you're using your entire fucking body.
I do both. It depends. I've just not done my headset for a while. I need to hook it up to my PC by the Steam link on the Quest.
Yeah.
One game I will suggest, if you are interested in doing a few more rhythm games with your VR headset, and that is a game called Ragnarok.
What's it called?
Ragnarok.
Is that on PS5?
I'm not sure if it's or not. I know it's on Steam. I play it on Steam. I haven't looked on the PS5 because my headset won't do it. But it is a game where you are on a fishing boat and you hit four drums. And it's like a heavy metal soundtrack, rock soundtrack. So the better you hit the drums, the further the boat goes. And you're literally the Viking. And like, I tell you what, it's knackering, mate. It's probably one of the most knackering experiences I've ever had. I did about 3 songs. I've had enough of this. I'm doing this then, but fucking hell.
Well, when I upgrade my PC, I'll fucking play it because I can't. Fucking stupid PC. But anyone want to give me a PC, please? With a fucking 4090 in it?
I've got a spare 1070 laying around, but you've already got that.
So. It's a shame you can't plug in. The thing is with the PlayStation VR 2, there's something called threading that you need the graphics card to do. So like, it's powerful enough, I think, to do VR on the PS2, because you can do, it's VR capable. That I know, because when I set it up, it actually came up on the NVIDIA stuff when you're doing it, that it's VR capable. But threading or something, I think it's called threaded, isn't available on a 1070. So
okay, I thought threading was more the CPU, but I could be wrong.
It's the graphics card, supposedly. I think it's threaded. It might be something else. But I was looking it up and it won't work. And I was it's got it because at the end of the day, playing it on the PlayStation 5 is great, but having even more options is not a problem. Like, it's a good thing. So when I get a better PC, because I need to upgrade the motherboard before I can upgrade the CPU, and I don't see the point in upgrading the graphics card if I don't upgrade the CPU.
Yeah, you've got unfortunately, with the generation change, you kind of need to do the lot. It's kind of hard to bit part it.
Yeah.
Because obviously you'll have to, for the CPU, you've 100% got to change the motherboard. Yeah. For the graphics card, you could probably bit part it like I did for a little bit, but at the same time, by the time it's all going to be new, but it's very hard. Like, if you're changing CPU, it's got to be 100% a new motherboard, unless you're lucky enough for the upgrade to be in, you know, the same socket, which, you know, is rare.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? So,
And then the fun times of building a new PC and then getting a random problem with it that nobody's had before and you don't know how to fix, but you just muddle through and fix it eventually. It's all part of being a PC gamer.
Yeah,
right?
I remember building the PC and I was like fucking paranoid building it, man. Because it's like this thing that just cost me fucking a couple of £100. I'm having to put loads of pressure on her and not snap it. It's like, I don't like this.
Have you seen what you have to do with the AMD ones? Or you have to do with the AMD ones? No. Me and my brother shit ourselves with this. So the chips were like 750 quid or something. The top end chip. I've never had a nice PC before, so I thought, you know what, for one, so I'm going to get one. So what you have to do, because it's got the wrong BIOS in it, you have to flash the BIOS. So you have to set the motherboard up on the box and put the chip in it. Now, bearing in mind, for people who are not PC gamers, if you mess up flashing the BIOS, you'll brick the chip. So if you have a power cut, something goes wrong, that's £1,000 down the drain. The beads of sweat, looking at it, you have to wait for all these, like you read about it, and then you leave it another 10, 15 minutes to make sure it's fully done, because you don't want to touch it. And then when you're putting it together, you're like, please, for the love of God, brick this.
Nope.
It's like... I've got a port on the back of my motherboard, you know, on the back of the tab, which is an extra USB port, but it's specifically for flashing the BIOS, but you can still use it as a USB port. Nothing goes in there. I refuse to put anything in there.
Yeah.
Just in case something happens and CPU goes put, like, I might be being very illogical. I mean, no chance of this happening, but I can't, in my mind, take that risk. That port will forever be left unused.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that,
you know.
But it's just, you know, I can't even remember what I was going to say. I'm like about to say something, and then I forget what I'm going to say. I think it's getting old.
I do the same thing all the time, and you're like, walk away 5 minutes, like, oh yeah, crap, right, okay.
yeah, exactly. Or you'll remember when you're in bed. Oh, shit.
Or you have to do the whole thing of think about what you were thinking about beforehand and then work yourself back going, yeah, I'll think about this, but then that's what we're thinking about. It's I think it's an age thing, mate, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I do too. Fucking getting old. He did.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, man. It comes to us all, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
At least we've got more fun things to do than, you know, people our age like 10 years ago.
Yeah, true. Well, to be fair, I'm just playing games like I was 10 years ago. I had a family. I have 4 kids 10 years ago. I've still got 4 kids. I'm not having any more. That's a good thing.
But yeah, it's as I said, like, I think, like, our parents, they must have had to get more creative hobbies than what we have now, you know. We looked out growing up in the game generation, like, we got, you know, more or less at the ground floor, you know.
Yeah.
And never left me since, to be fair. I've had an obsession since 05 and I've still got an obsession now.
Yeah, I've been playing games since like the late 80s. So it's fucking... Loved my NES.
I had... My first one was a Commodore C64. Well, technically, that's a lie. The Commodore C64 was my first proper console. I inherited my uncle's... is it V-Trek? V-Trex? Vectrex?
Oh, Vectrex, yeah.
Yeah. Inherited my uncle's broken one. You know where you had to put the colour visors on the top because it were a black and white screen?
Yeah.
For each game, come with like a see-through colour visor. Like, I don't know how lucky they've got it nowadays. I used to put that on, and I remember the up wouldn't work on the controller, but I thought it was the best thing ever. And then I played the Commodore quite a bit, and then when I didn't have any games to play, because you'd have the tape deck loader and wait 30 minutes to load, a word of a lie, 30 minutes, you know what I mean? Go out, play, come back, play it 5 minutes, it crashed like crap. And then when you had no games to play, I actually, what I didn't realise what I was doing back in the day, was I actually coding. So what I used to do, I used to get the book, look at the, you know, the codes for the colours, and I used to make pictures, like pixel pictures. Obviously, the sad part is you couldn't save any, so, you know, that's what I used to do. I used to make pixel. Look, I've been always been, always will be a nerd, always been a nerd, you know, it is what it is. But I, looking back, I was actually, I didn't realise I was coding.
Yeah, that's cool. I had a Spectrum 2, Spectrum 2 Plus 2, or whatever the fuck it was called. And the amount of time it take, and that noise is worse than the internet modems, man. And it lasted a lot longer.
Is that the one with the tape built in?
It is, yeah.
My uncle had one of them, yeah. The uncle's not that much older than me, like probably 10 or so years. So he had all the toys.
Yeah.
He had a Mega Drive, and me and my brother, I remember me and my brother playing Streets of Rage for the first time till we got headaches at my nana's. When he got out for the day, he must have hated it bad. Like playing on his game, then next minute, you know, he goes out, and then his two nephews are chuffing, hogging his sister all day. I'd be annoyed now. I'd be like, listen, kids, go outside and play. Go and touch the summer. Come back when you're older. I wouldn't, to be fair. I talk a big game, but still.
Yeah, my first console that I remember, it was like 88, 89. My parents got me a NES for Christmas. Like, do you know what? I can't remember if I played any game before that, but I was told that I really wanted a Nintendo Entertainment System. So I don't know why. So I must have played other games before then. I just don't remember it. But I remember I had it for Christmas. I had Super Mario Brothers with it, Duck Hunt. I think I had one other game that I can't remember. And I had Turtles, which was fucking solid. I could get to the dam and jump off it easy as fuck. But swimming through the dam was a ball ache. Those fucking bombs and those fucking electric vines.
I only played a bit of that. One of my most remembered games on that system, there was three. RoboCop 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the platformer one. I don't know if you remember that one. Which I couldn't finish because it was a coding error in it.
I like the fact that back in the day they didn't have constant updates because generally games are finished. But when you come across a game like that, then you look at games nowadays like, I'm glad they do updates in some ways.
Yeah. And then, what's the other one I used to play a lot? Big Freddy's Big Top.
I don't remember that either.
It was a circus game. You got, like, it's brought back so many memories. Also, Flimbo's Quest, Bart Simpson versus Space Mutants.
Oh, I
could never get past the second level. There was a jump on that escalator in the second level, and no matter how hard I tried, I could never do it.
Yeah, I never got past the second level. I only got past the first level. You have to fight, if I remember correctly, you fight an alien or Mo or someone at the end of the first. Was that? Was it Nelson? I remember killing someone, not killing, beating someone at the end of a level, and then going on to the second level and always dying and failing.
Yeah. At least it wasn't just me. I remember the Ghostbusters game on there where it was like a top-down view where you control the chaser symbol.
Mm.
That was a great game.
I don't think I played it. I think it's a NES game or SNES game called like Ghostbusters 2, which was only released in Japan or something, and that was meant to be fucking amazing.
The best one growing up, I think, was a Mega Drive one. It was where they had like chibi heads, like the big-headed characters. It was like an isometric view, but I can't think of the name of the game.
Ghostbusters.
My uncle had it. Yeah, Ghostbusters Summit. But it was really good. I like that one.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for Ghostbusters. Look, it is what it is. I had the toys and everything.
Yeah, there's a Ghostbusters VR game that I downloaded on the PlayStation 5 because it's part of PlayStation Plus.
So is that the Echoes Within?
I have no idea what it's called, but I'm going to have a look at her.
It might be that isometric one where one plays a ghost and the others try to capture him, I think.
Oh, right, that sounds fun.
I love the video. I love the unofficial third movie game. I think Wii U was, 360, weren't it?
There's a remastered version out of it. I've got it on the Xbox Series X, but I haven't played it yet. I played the original one, but I only played it a bit because I rented it, and then I had to send it back.
Well, I bought it recently. Well, let's say recent last year on PlayStation. It was like a fiver. I was like, cool, I'll definitely go and play this, and I'm gonna play it this year, I think, at some point. I do like going back to games like. I could do, but I've more wanted to do like Luigi's Mansion because I said I'd do it last year and I never got around to it. Because
Luigi's Mansion, Luigi's Mansion is fucking amazing. The third one I loved. I didn't ever finish the second Luigi's Mansion because I just was like, eh.
I've never played the second one. Right. I've only ever played.
There's a remaster of it coming out in there on Switch for the second
one. It's already out. I bought it.
Okay.
I got it for like £40. But it's like, because I was like, oh, I've never played this one, because I think it was on the DS, and I've never really had a handheld until the Switch.
Yeah.
I had the Game Boy Advance, that's where I stopped. But I remember getting the GameCube, the Luigi's Mansion for the GameCube, and loving the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And then I heard the 2 was out for the DS, I thought, I'm not getting a DS just for that. And then they released 3 for the Switch, I was like, oh. And 3 for the Switch, like, I'm going to be honest, it's pretty good. Like, the fact they can get that visual out of that console is magic to me. I don't know how they've done it. Have you played Luigi's Mansion 3?
Yeah, I played through. I played through it on stream, actually. And I really enjoyed my time with it. I thought it was cracking. Lovely looking game.
So good.
Yeah.
Did you do what I did? Or what everyone else did? On the sand level, Ubered up every bit of the sand trying to look for stuff.
Did, but my memory is so bad, I can't even remember. I'd have to, like, look back at my stream and check.
I remember doing that, and I was just like, of course I'd do this. So there's a big sand level, it's not ruining too much, and you can literally suck up all the sand, and I'm convinced there's always stuff hiding in stuff like that, so I was just sat there, really, sucking away. And there's like, oh, there's nothing here. I've just cleaned up all this virtual sand for absolutely nothing. Like,
but maybe there is something there. Don't you not suck up all the sand, listeners?
Well, there is something there, just not what I would expect it.
Yeah. It was fucking nothing!
It's not the reward, it's the journey. Journey is the reward.
Brilliant. We've been going now for an hour nearly. I think we'll wrap it up here. Before we go, as I ask people, as you haven't finished Arcade Paradise, are you going to play more of it?
Possibly in the future. Yes, after a couple of games, after hearing this pinball, I'll definitely get a little bit more.
Yeah, there's some cool games on. There's a pinball game, there's dance mat style game. Obviously, you don't use a dance mat. You just use up, down, left, right on your
But,
as
I was saying earlier, flashy lights, fast action. Sounds pretty much like pinball, right?
So, yeah, I think that'll be us. I would recommend to anyone, if you have a bit of patience, you'll enjoy Arcade Paradise.
More than me, yeah.
you'll get. Did you play? Did you ever press start and go to the PDA?
Yes.
Did you ever play Llama?
No.
It's on Google when you have the T Rex and you jump over the trees or whatever.
Yeah.
It's that, but you're a llama.
Oh, okay.
That's fun.
I did the safe thing. I was like, why am I trying to crack into this safe every time? Can we automate this a little bit? You got to hold it left until it vibrates right, until it vibrates.
Yeah, I usually just go one direction because I'm lazy. because you can
do that. I
didn't
know
that.
You could do that. You I do. Thought it was literally left and right when it...
Yeah, it does show that in the images to do that, but I don't. But it's different on the VR version. You actually have to turn it to a certain number, turn it back to a certain number, and turn it back again to a certain number. But it's always been the same number every time I played it. So I know it now, but just doing it like that makes sense. Whereas on the normal version of the game, it's a different number every fucking time.
Yeah. It's you think like once you get at the thing, you'd be able to automate it a little bit because the novelty wears off. You know, like go open the save. Now I've got to turn some dials. Like where's the button?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. That's fair enough. There are some things that could be like streamlined a little, I guess. But I think overall, you've got a nice little game or set of games wrapped up in a business simulation kind of thing, which you can kind of ignore a bit.
Look, it'll teach you how to do laundry, okay? Adulting first, game second. Basically, it's a life simulator.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn it. I was enjoying life. That is going to be us then. I think it is time to wrap up. I would like to thank you again for taking part. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here, and thanks for asking me.
Nah, no worries, man. We'll hopefully catch you again soon for another game. I'm not sure what game that will be. It might be something random, or it might be Little Nightmares 3. You never know.
I'd say it's probably going to be Little Nightmares 3, isn't it?
Yeah, it
that
is.
That seems to be our thing.
Yep, it is. It is. Probably would have been this time, but it's not out yet. Not that I'm aware of, anyway. There you go. Right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, everyone. See you again next time.
Bye.